in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah.
Ka-ching, folks. It's cash flow. It's Friday. I'm John Statmiller out on the left coast, out in Hollyweird.
Hey, how it's going? It's James Martinez. Happy holidays or upcoming holidays to you, everybody out there that's traveling and moving around and getting to their destination.
Are you starting early?
I'm going to be starting in about 61 minutes.
60. Well, what are you eating? What are you eating right now that I heard the rapper?
No, I'm not eating. Okay. Some mail came through right there, and all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. I'm getting ready to go to Palm Springs, and see how the consumer spending is going over there and malfunctioning society, what's going on over there. I just went to go fill up my tank, and just guess how much it was. Okay, I have to put premium unleaded in my car because I wanted to see when you buy the best stuff what it costs. Just fill up your tank in the car. Guess how much it costs in California, outside of Beverly Hills.
I'm sitting down.
Okay. $67.
$67? Mm-hmm. What are you driving, an SUV?
No, I'm driving a BMW.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 67.
Not a new one. Yeah, 67. That's the highest I've ever paid for to fill up the tank ever. Well, that I can remember. You know, Jimmy, that I've been paying attention to.
Jimmy Rogers yesterday, and he's the guy that used to hang out with Soros and the boys. You know, all the good money traders out there. He said yesterday that he fully expects oil to go to $150, $200 a barrel. So if it costs you $67 today at current prices,
that's right,
fill up your Beamer out in Hollyweird, imagine what it's going to be like when that $150 to $200 a barrel hits.
Right. No, I was watching CNN last night, and they're saying, well, it's expected to go this, so you're going to see that reflected in the gas, over to the gas stations, like, immediately. It's like tomorrow morning. I was like, really? And this guy went rambling on and on and on. But the guy talks about OPEC like he's there every day and talking to all these guys and, how the price is going. But nobody wants to talk about what's really going on, why that's happening.
Oh, well, no, but see, everybody's walking around with their blinders on. By the way, is that Beamer a convertible?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad. When the oil goes up $200 a barrel, it's not going to be much use to you. I was going to say take the top off and use it for...
Put on SPF 50.
No, and just use it as a flower planter. I mean, you're not going to be able to afford to drive it, are you? I don't know.
Right.
Strange. Hey, by the way, little thing here on Ron Paul. Folks, if you've not gotten your USA Today, and I would highly... I would highly discourage people of getting a subscription to this thing. But
they got that full page ad?
That full page ad is out on Ron Paul, and he's in pretty good company here. And you heard, folks, I read the list, 101 reasons why you should, and I did it in 5 minutes or less, by the way, which is almost a record.
That was real good.
Yeah, 101 reasons why you should vote for Ron Paul. You know what they did? They did a blind blind survey. They didn't mention any names, just what the people, their positions were out of four politicians. Mr. Paul took 38%. A few more words about Mr. Paul, Ron Paul, District 14, running for president of the United States. I'll tell you a little bit more about that after cash flow returns after the short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
So, James, I'm over here in Round Rock grabbing a sandwich. Tech Sandwiches, it's a local place here. They make great little sandwiches. I don't even know how they make them or what they make them out of, but they're good. At any rate, I was there the other day, and there was a guy that had a graphics and sign shop called K1. He does printing and T-shirts and banners and magnets and all that stuff.
Right.
And I got to talking to this guy. Well, it turns out he's an Iranian, been in the country for a while. He's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking, and I said, you know what, I think I ought to have you on the air. So for you listeners to this program on Friday, we're going to be off tomorrow, folks. It's Thanksgiving. Give us a break here. But Friday, I'm going to have Kevin Dashty on the National Intel Report, and we're going to talk about Iranian things before the neocons go blasting Iran halfway off the map. Mm-hmm. And when I was in there, there was a comedian in there as well, Kevin Nix. And mm-hmm. He lives here in Round Rock. He knows a bunch of people out in Hollywood. I'm sure if you guys got together, you'd probably exchange names. You might even know the same people. Small world. I'm getting a sandwich, and I'm talking to a guy that used to live in Iran. I'm talking to a comedian that's got Hollywood connections. And
it's a sign, John. It's a sign.
It's the planets are lining up. At any rate, what I'm going to do, by the way, is have Ron Paul on this broadcast. We'll bring him up for 10, 15 minutes. We'll schedule that out. The Hollywood days, holidays, are here. So Ron Paul is going to have a little bit more time on his hands. And I'm going to schedule him out at least for an hour on my program, and then we'll schedule him out for about 15, 20 minutes on this one. And, folks, the ad hit in USA Today, and I'm reading this thing, and I go all the way to the bottom of this. Now, folks, do you know what it takes to run a full-page ad in USA Today? About $7,500,000. Mm-hmm. And this was paid by a Lawrence Lepard, and he's just a concerned citizen. He popped for this ad. This is what is happening with Ron Paul. People are stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that people are doing that because that's what it's going to take.
That's exactly
what it's going to take.
Yeah. So they've got a fundraiser. Now, he already, in one day, on November 5th, he raised $4.3 million. Now, that got everybody's attention. But on the 16th of next month, the 16th of September, I'm sorry, December, mm-hmm. Well, I can tell it's Friday. At any rate... there's going to be another fundraiser for him, and I'm sure he's going to crack the $12 million mark. And this guy, I'll tell you what, James, if he doesn't get the presidency, this is going to be an educational process, the likes. It's going to be like little Ross Perot on mega steroids.
Ooh.
and you know how yeah. Ross did that. He spent his own money doing it. Well,
right.
Ron has got a good chance of getting the presidency. I know one thing. Everybody is scared to death of this guy. Democrats, Republicans, they all been lying, they all been cheating, they all been stealing,
that's right.
They all
that's
been
right.
ignoring the rule book. Oh, what do they call that thing? Oh, that's right, the Constitution. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Remember that one?
Yeah, many long years ago. So
yeah.
Hey, it's happening. It is happening.
Yep, I'm so happy that somebody stepped up to the plate, because that tells me, and it tells me that other people are going to do the same thing, and that's what it's going to take for the change that people really need, that we all need.
Mm-hmm. Change? Mm-hmm. How about a reversal?
Yeah.
You know, I think for the first time in American history, I think one step forward and five steps back is going to be a good thing. Because, folks, we've already demonstrated and we've already done. And we've proven this not only to ourselves but to the rest of the world, how a country becomes successful, how they become rich, how they become powerful, how they become respected. Well, we're not respected anymore. I mean,
not at all. That's for sure.
Even George Bush. I mean, this guy's ratings are somewhere, I don't know, below zero somewhere. I think he's
right,
in the
negative 50.
Yeah, something. I mean, this clown comes out today. And he's naming Hillary Clinton for the person of all the people, Democrats and Republicans, of all the people, she's the one that's going to be able to handle the pressure of the presidency. do you believe this? And I'll tell you, the Republicans.
Hillary Clinton and her porn star husband.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Well, yeah, it's going to be great. Come on.
And then we get down with the lawyers as to what is, you know. So
right.
Yeah, but isn't this sad? And what does that tell you, that any Republican, and to have George Bush, you know, in there stumping for your presidency the next go-around, people are staying away from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the old 10-foot pole out. They're not going to touch this guy at all.
It's going to take, to clean up the mess, oh, my gosh. It's going to take Ron Paul to do it.
Well, we're $100 trillion in debt. I got a good start here. We got a lot of pretty buildings and monuments in Washington, D.C. That's 11 square miles. What do you think the property value is worth? I don't know, but I know one thing. The Chinese are holding a couple of $1 trillion in our funny paper over there, our treasury and our bonds. Why don't we just carve that out and give it to the Chinese?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got no use for it. And as Jay Leno said on his show, you know, he was talking about, you know, what are they doing in Iraq? They're going to set up a government. What kind of government? Well, let's give them our constitution because we're not using it here.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but might as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very scary. Very scary.
By the way, did I mention this on the program yesterday? If people are wondering why, when you watch the mainstream news, and I don't care if it's ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, I don't care what news service it is. You ever wonder why you're not getting a straight skinny on anything?
Oh, it looks like they're all running for office. That everybody's lying, shuffling to the left, shuffling to the right, saying stuff that it looks like when they're reading the teleprompters and then they do the little editorial when they talk to each other, that they know what's going on. They feel guilty about lying, but they got to collect a check. So, you know, they keep going.
keep going.
That's what I see.
Keep going. I got a mouthful of food.
Oh, you got a full side of beef in there. Great.
I am eating a Tex sandwich, folks. And if you've not had one from Round Rock, Texas, you're missing out on something. And anyway, this is the reason why I brought this up. Anderson Cooper. Now, he's on CNN. You know who the guy is?
Sure, yeah.
A little fair-haired, you know, blue-eyed boy. And you think, well, you know, this guy, where did he come from?
Interned at the CIA.
Bingo. Following the sophomore and junior years at Yale, a well-known recruiting ground for the CIA, by the way, Cooper spent his summers interning at the agency's monolithic headquarters in Langley.
Am I psychic, or did you were about to say that, and you're reading it right now?
I thought you already knew that.
No, I knew he was, you know, spook training 101, but, you know, he didn't. You know, I know the deal about that guy.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know this. I read this the other day. And he was in a program for students interested in, well, what does the CIA do? Intelligence work. Well, Cooper apparently...
Especially foreign. Yeah. Like him.
Yeah, because we have no intelligence here. Cooper apparently gave up his Bond fantasy to pursue a career in journalism, except for a brief period when he starred as the host of ABC's reality show, The Mole. I guess that's aptly named. And he decided not to disclose that tidbit because he says he didn't want to become a target, I guess, of criticism. But CNN has a history of employing PSYOP specialists from the CIA. And with the Yale Skull and Bones boys, you know, like Georgie Porgy, you know, King George II, we have in the White House now, being in full power, we now understand how Cooper's meteoric rise in the cable news business might have happened. Now, this article does not mention that Cooper is the son of socialite elite Gloria Vanderbilt of the Vanderbilt Shipping and Railroad Dynasty.
Hello.
Hello. It's part of the right elite there. In there, giving you your daily dose of nonsensical news. Hello.
That's right. Very interesting. A lot of people don't know that. I know when that information came out a couple months ago, I was reviewing it, and I'm like, it's very interesting that he was groomed by the agency, didn't officially go with the agency, yet was put in a position where the agency could use him and watch him.
Well, speaking of CNN, this is a short story as well, but as far as their PSYOPs personnel from the CIA, CNN is littered with them. And especially when we had this ongoing little problem over in the Middle East. What did they call that? Saddam Hussein, Iraq, whatever.
Right.
They were in there managing the news. And when I say managing the news, they were helping to write the script. So how does this make you feel, folks, that the CIA, the boys out of Langley, they have journalistic flair. They're in there crafting the news that you hear, and they're approving the scripts.
Yeah, and affecting the psychological structure of how people spend their money, because they go to the news, CNN or whatever, to look at their look at the stocks, look at the Dow, look at all that stuff, and they're not even telling you remotely anything that's going on, the truth at all.
They wouldn't know the truth if it jumped out of a bush and bit them on their backside.
Right.
And most of the stuff, and if you've been around radio stations, folks, or whatever, they all have their little tickers in there, as we call them. And most of the news that comes over the wires, the good stuff that would lead to maybe pertinent stories or catch somebody's interest, it ends up on the floor. I mean, it does not make the airwaves. And people are scratching their heads as, well, geez, you know, things aren't so bad in this country. Really? Let me see. $100 trillion in debt, inflation running at 12%, home foreclosures next year well over 2 million. 80% of the manufacturing jobs in the last 10 years have been shipped out of the country.
And most everybody in the United States is getting shafted by credit card companies.
Oh, big time, big time. And not only that, I mean, we've got some other problems here. We got King George II up there thinking, I guess he's English royalty, that wants to strike up a deal and, well, involve Mexico and Canada and Central and South America. And, oh, that's right, let's call it the North American Union. That mirrors the European Union. So there's nothing wrong here, but see, none of this stuff that I just mentioned is even being discussed on the airwaves. Why?
Yeah, can anybody even try? Let's cut to commercial and get this guy off.
I'm telling you, I mean...
It's more important than we know where Britney partied, who her shrink is, all, you know,
all that stuff.
Who cares about Britney Spears, for God's sake?
Well, I know, but yet that's what they keep pushing down everybody's throat.
Or what
even on mainstream news, they're doing that.
Or to what degree that the great running back football star for Buffalo Bills, O.J. Simpson, at what degree is he criminal? Who cares?
Right.
We got the criminals running the country in Washington, D.C. Hey, we'll take the break. Sean Stattmiller, James Martinez, it's Cash Flow. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And folks, the markets are down today. Dow opened up this morning. It was a couple hundred points down. I think it's only down 100 points right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see this, by the way. You're going to see these fluctuations in the stock markets. And the soft landing they keep talking about, you've got your plunge protection team. This is actually governmental people, treasury, whatever, spending government money, putting it in the stock market to not panic investors. Well, they're doing that big time today. And you watch what happens with the market. The Dow, it'll show flat today. They're going to be closed tomorrow, thank God, not another day of bad news. But what you're going to see here,
make things worse.
James, what you're going to see here is you're going to see the stock market continue to decline, but it's going to do it incrementally. It'll be up a couple hundred points and then drop 50 or 100. It'll be up 100 points and then drop a couple hundred points. But you watch the trend. It's going to continue to come down as to not panic people.
They're going to do it nice and slow. It's kind of like, this is what they do, is it's a similar thing as if you watch a clock on the wall, you can't see the hands moving, but you know that they are. So it's, they're going to do it real slow and let it down and just crash it.
You know, it's kind of like the proverbial frog in the boiling water thing. Now, you know what happens. You throw a frog. Well, I'm in a fog today. You throw a frog in a pot of boiling water. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is that frog is going to freak and he's going to jump out. But if you put him in that pot of water, room temperature, and you turn on the heat, he'll sit in there, merrily swim around, you know, ribbit, do whatever he does. And in a few minutes, you've got frog legs. You know, it's not a big deal, but see, he doesn't know what's happening to him. And exactly. And that's the point. By the way, back to the CIA thing, CNN. The concern with CNN hiring military personnel to package for viewers the information provided as news by other military personnel. Now, this is said to be the most disturbing development, and I suppose it would be if it were not for the fact that the U.S. media, as a whole, is infested with so many intelligence assets, or Council on Foreign Relations, or Bohemian Grove people, or Bilderberg members, trilateralists, whatever. It's hard to see how much of a difference that would make. Well, of course, most of them are posing as reporters, editors, news anchors, analysts, producers, publishers. The difference here is that these particular spooks were employed openly at CNN without journalistic cover. Major Thomas Collins of the United States Army Information Service acknowledged, and I'm quoting him, he said, PSYOP's personnel, soldiers and officers, have been working in CNN, their headquarters in Atlanta, through our program Training with Industry. They worked as regular employees. Yeah, it sounds like a little suburban camp thing, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Now, conceivably, they would have worked on stories during the Kosovo War. They helped in the production of news. The military CNN personnel belonged to the Air Mobile 4th Psychological Operations Group, stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. One of its main tasks of this group, almost 1,200 soldiers, by the way, and officers, is to spread selected information.
Right,
now,
exactly.
Now, what do you think selected information means?
We
should pause here just to note that this context, that the phrase selected information generally means vicious distortions and outright lies, that's generally the way it is done. But this is what is passing. You know, if you want the news, folks, don't read an American newspaper. You want the news, don't watch American newscasts.
Yeah. Don't even waste your time. Like I said, when I first started doing this, talking about the credit card industry, the television, especially for this country, they know it's a behavior modification tool, as well as the media is. And you can literally create trends. You can, they can create anything pretty much that they want. I know about that because I know some stuff that happened in New York, post 911, when all that stuff was cleared up, where they can create a scene like they're shooting it, and then create the story off it, and all of it's been set up to, and it's used as a marker to control consciousness, literally. That's what it's all about.
Well, and you don't think the military is managing the news in this country about Iraq?
Right.
Let me try a few of these figures on. 1 million Iraqis now dead. Over 70,000 American soldiers in Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II, and we'll throw in Afghanistan in there as well, but over 70,000 American soldiers dead, and these clowns are rattling the sabers for Iran. Ahmadinejad wants to proceed with his nuclear power plants, and I say go for it. And even if Ahmadinejad wanted to take that spent fuel and enrich it a little bit and make a few little firecracker bombs over there, gee, Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. Let me see. I'm going to stand here naked with my stuff in the wind, and I'm not going to do anything to protect my country. But they're rattling the sabers for Iran now. They've already, the PSYOPs groups have already been in there destabilizing, trying to destabilize the government. And here we go. Now, folks, the road to Armageddon, here's a news flash for you. You ready? Israel is not your friend. Did everybody get that? Did everybody understand that?
Do it one more time with more sound effects.
Israel is not your friend.
Right. Good.
Oh, and by the way, Condi Rice today said that George Bush will have a lasting peace plan between the Israelis and the Palestinians before he leaves office.
And if I that's just another absolute, total, chaotic crisis of a woman.
Well, if I had my way, George Bush would be in jail right now for treason. Gee, do you think he can make a peace settlement while he's in prison? Cash flow, John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, back in a flash, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
An open letter to the American people. I'm going to read this ad. In 1776, our founding fathers risked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish a free and prosperous nation. They warned us that it is our responsibility to keep it that way, but we've strayed from their wise counsel. We, the founding fathers, warned of the dangers of foreign entanglements. Now the trusted friends and allies you support with generous foreign aid packages and weapons all too often become enemies who take the lives of our own brave soldiers. Ron Paul will order an immediate and orderly withdrawal of our troops in Iraq and keep us out of the entangling alliances. Warned you to obey the Constitution because power corrupts. Now the secret of government can spy on you and detain you at will under the guise of national security. Ron Paul will restore individual rights, liberty, and habeas corpus. That little habeas corpus thing, by the way, folks, is an important thing. habeas corpus is that if you get locked up in jail, and I had a friend do this. He got locked up in jail and he wasn't charged. He wrote out his habeas corpus request on a matchbook cover, gave it to the jail guard. They gave it to the judge, and they put him in front of the judge. Habeas corpus, folks, is that you go in front of a judge, magistrate, whatever, in a timely manner. See, they don't want you to do that here because you might be possibly Al-Qaeda. They can jail you and not bring you up in front of a judge. Okay, that's
exactly.
That's due process out the window. And facing your accusers, by the way. Warned of the dangers of excessive taxation. Gee, is it any wonder in the Communist Manifesto that they talk about for the United States heavy progressive income taxes?
Exactly.
Now your labor, nearly 6 months of the year, you have to work 6 months of the year just to pay all your taxes. And Ron Paul will reduce taxes and phase out the IRS. How's that one?
Yeah, I think everybody that's a little iffy on Ron Paul, just think about that part.
Yeah.
That part. Get rid of that. We'll all be happy.
Warned of the dangers of government spending. Now the growing national debt stands at $9 trillion, and your children are in debt from the day they're born. And it's $9 trillion. That's the working deficit. But the past, present, and future obligations, United States government, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all that stuff, it is right around $100 trillion.
Okay? $100 trillion.
$100 trillion. Hey, no biggie. I'll write a check today. Check's in the mail. Warned of the dangers of government spending. Now you're growing national debt, as I said, stands at $9 trillion. Warned of the dangers of the central banking, the Federal Reserve, and a debt-based fiat monetary system. Now your government borrows and spends endlessly while destroying the value of your savings. Ron Paul will stop runaway inflation by restoring honest money. The banker's hearing that one. Better get out
You guys.
Yeah. Better get out your assassination squads. Ron Paul's coming. Warns you keep your national sovereign and independence. Now you submit to UN Global Authority and NAFTA free trade agreements at the expense of your independence and prosperity. As your borders are left open and to the legions, I mean, absolute 35 to 40 million. And again, here's the news line to, well, we've got to do something about these 12 million immigrants in this country. No, it's 35 to 40 million. Illegal aliens. Let's get that right. Not people. Just
40 million.
40 million. Just a drop in a bucket.
Just a drop, right.
Yeah. Warned that you keep your national sovereignty. Yeah. Well, he'll return the government to the people. Put America on America's first basis. Communicate honestly. And I know he will. Ron Paul never lies. Because the man tells the truth. Why would you have to lie when you're telling the truth? Right. Go figure. And it's time to remind Washington, D.C. that government in the USA works for the people, not the other way around.
Exactly. I would so love for people to understand that, and especially them. So tired of that.
Oh, I'm telling you. And, you know, here's a few little factoids here. During his 10 terms in Congress, Paul has never taken a government paid junket, never voted himself a pay raise, has not participated in any lucrative congressional pension programs. He does not rely on lobbyists and special interest groups to fund his campaigns. His campaign is funded by ordinary Americans like you. By the way, the average on that $4.3 million he took on November 5th, the average was $103 per donation.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, no kidding. Ron Paul has received more donations from active military personnel than any other candidate.
See, that tells me everything right there.
What?
You know what?
McCain's not a war hero?
Like I was dealing with some of the wives that were I was calling with dealing with their debt issues, and I was like, so you guys are getting harassed by bankers, credit card companies, while your husband is out dodging bullets for his own country and doing the highest sacrifice, yet these collection agencies, law firms, they didn't care. They're coming after this guy with everything. He's going to come back. Who knows if he'll come back alive? Maybe he'll, whatever. However he comes back, he's going to come back. His wife is going to have at least, I mean, this particular person, at least $25,000, $30,000 of credit card debt because of something happened while he was away. And he comes back and he's got to deal with all the stress issues, as most soldiers do. He's got to deal with all that. Mm-hmm. And he's going to deal with all the banking, legal issues. He needs to come back and we'll have nothing. And because those guys aren't making a lot of money in the first place, obviously.
Yeah.
That in itself, like, I don't know if there's a lot of military listening to this or not, but I hope that when you finish your tour, your term, whatever it is, you do not ever go back and do anything like that ever again, because they lied to you before you even got there. Mm-hmm. They're using your life, your life force, your lifeblood. You're coming home. You're not even coming home, because it's not really a home anymore. You're coming home to people that will not give a damn what you did in terms of what you were doing. Because I dealt with court cases with this issue. Some of them got thrown out because they were abroad. But that doesn't mean they would stop paying, that the interest and penalties would stop. Like, they threw the cases out, but they kept the interest going on those alleged debts of these guys that were away. Mm-hmm. And they come home and they get their lives are destroyed.
There are more soldiers committing suicide.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah,
I saw that statistic. Did you read that, or you see it on the tube? Because I saw it on the tube, something about that, and I'm like, they covered that up really, really well.
Well, I mean, does it stand to reason that President Bush ordered that no pictures of the flag draped coffins at the airports, and wherever? No, we just can't have that, because we don't want to tell you that in my foray and my daddy's foray, remember this? You know, we took a little hiatus. Clinton took a right turn someplace, and he went and bombed the snot out of Kosovo and Herzegovina. He was doing that, but Daddy Bush was in there for Gulf War I. And then he picked up, just on cue, we took a little hiatus for about 8 years, and Georgie Porgy II picks up with it after the Clinton administration. I mean, folks, come on. Some more tidbits here about Mr. Paul. He advocates, by the way, he's not a peace-loving dope guy from the 60s. He lived in the 60s, and he still remembers it. He really does advocate a strong U.S. military, not our forces being deployed all around the planet. Is playing policeman, okay?
Exactly.
Opposes the doctrine of preemptive war. Well, let's just erase the ventures into Iran then. We need not go there. We need really not to go there. Voted against the war in Iraq and instead urged Congress to hunt down the terrorists responsible for 9/11. We'll bring our troops home immediately to protect our national security and secure our borders. Oh, no, there's a good idea. Let me see. Do you think we have a open-door policy here? If 40 million people can sneak in through the back door, do you think we might have a security problem here? Is opposed that a preemptive attack on Iran abdicates a humble, non-interventionist foreign policy. As I said before, never voted to raise taxes or for an unbalanced budget. We'll stop spending U.S. taxpayers' dollars to build and police foreign nations. Well, the aforementioned. We'll protect Social Security for seniors. And here's a very important point. While allowing younger people to transition out, in other words, you young people out there, keep your money. Because all you've done, James, is send over to Washington, D.C., the politicians put it in a trust fund, and they promptly robbed it.
I never know who is listening, but I always want to address our people over there, but I also want to address the people that are going to have to be cleaning up this gigantically huge mess and living in a country that was not the way your parents had it, that are in college right now. You guys really need to step up to the plate. It's you people that have the energy, the time, and the willingness to move forward. Obviously, you want to vote for Ron Paul, but you also want to give the finger to the credit card companies once and for all and say, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. Because your elected officials, they're not doing the job. They've never been doing the job. None of them. Look, I've sent out and dealt with at least, I probably canceled out about, over my short term, $30 million for people over the last 5 or 6 years. And letters went out to the FTC and the Attorney General of most all of the states complaining about the total absolute corruption that the credit card companies use against consumers. And look what's happened. Zero. Nothing has happened. You have movies coming out with people talking about this issue. And for a lot of you that are new, you may not, you may think, well, what's going on in Europe doesn't affect me. This is what's affecting you because it's at your front door and because you can't go out and buy the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip this season because you don't have any money to, and you're going to have to charge it, which never used to happen. So it's the college people, students right now, a lot of it, has to do with you. So please, please step up to the plate.
It's important, folks, that people understand. And they really... You know, the saddest thing is you run across people and they think that they know. But after talking with them for a few minutes, you already know that they don't know. But there's
no, and if you... and then but then they just get a lot of times they just get mad at you,
yeah,
for even suggesting the possibility that this could be going on.
Well, I'll steal a line from the NAACP: a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I'll put a little adjunct to that. If you're as stupid dying on your deathbed as you were the day you took your first breath on this earth, I would say that's a wasted life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this penchant I don't know where it has come from. I don't know where the ruggedness of the individuals in this country has gone. But
right,
we used to be independent people. We could
just set the standard.
We could think for ourselves. Now people they hire other people to do their thinking for them, or they just don't know. And like I said, the saddest thing is the standard looking at a person. And telling you that they know what's going on, and you don't, you know, they don't know diddly squat.
Yeah, I was at this dinner party and we were all talking about the Miss Teen USA finals, about how they asked these girls, where is Texas on a map in the United States? And this girl, I don't know what the question was specifically, but this is a nationally televised issue. And it was so awful to see that. I don't think it was nerves, because the question was so basic, which is why they selected it in the first place, because it's so basic, because they want to see how these girls deliver and if there's more than 42 brain cells there. But there was probably 12 with this girl. But what that said, it sent a direct message out to everybody all over the country how totally lame we are.
I'm telling
you. In our educational systems and our schools, don't even talk about the Constitution, have no idea about the Federal Reserve, won't even mention it.
Well, and they say stupid and inane things like, if you become queen of the day or whatever the title is, I want world peace. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Exactly how are you going to go about that?
I'm going to model for it.
Yeah,
God. I'm gonna model for the idea, but that's basically. I saw that. I'm like, how that says the dumbing down of America is really, it's really true.
Well, I mean, I guess you can always aspire to be the brainless. Who's the big lipped bimbo out in Hollywood that just became an ambassador for UN and Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Oh yes,
right. Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Right. She don't even know who she's talking to. What the deal is, she's doing it because it's fashionable for big, high-profile A-listers to be socially active. She doesn't even understand that when people observe her out in the public, especially in the political arena, that she doesn't even understand she's a media casualty, complete media casualty.
And now back to the latest on O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, it's absolutely, and I'll tell you another one that really gets me, this Bono character from U2. Yeah, here's another guy that's right up the bohemian butt crack of the UN. I mean, these people don't even understand what they're dealing
right.
with.
And they're not aware of it. They see, because when you live a life of luxury like that and people say yes to you all the time, you're not as likely to be a seeker and, you know, find out what's really going on. I think a lot of these people that are out there, high-profile entertainers, they have good intentions because, you know, they're constantly in a stream of everybody worshiping them all the time. So, you know, there's a lot of guilt with that, so they want to go out and do their thing. But I think a lot of them have good intentions but don't have a clue.
Remember
in the world, what's going on,
remember
really.
Remember the first question I asked you about the people in Hollywood, and I asked the question, how many people would you... Let me rephrase the question. If 95% of the Hollywood crew out there burst on a ball of flame when you walk across the street to piddle on them to put them out, and you told me there's about 5% of the people out here in Hollywood that are worth a damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
And people sit around, and I ask you, I said, I'm not interested what they do for a living. You know, I don't care if they're a grip on a set, or I don't care if they're the director or the actor or whatever, the cameraman. It doesn't matter. Who are these people outside of their job? Because in this country, your job does not, and many people have tried to make you believe this, your job does not designate who you are. That's what you do for a living. Who are you when you're not doing your job and earning your daily bread? What are you about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something. And these people sit around endlessly, you know, and worship these people. You know, God Almighty, folks, wake up.
Yeah, they know, at least the big agencies out here know, and of course Washington knows that, royalty, and the White House and Hollywood are all in bed together. It's very similar. Our royalty here is, you know, movie stars and rock stars and all that, and then we pay attention to that, but they have influence as well. So they show up in Washington, D.C. They get involved with people. They have no idea what the hell's really going on at all.
None
at all. And they talk way out of their league, because, you know, I think just a lot of these people, they've got tons of money, lots of time, and they want to give something back, but they don't know how and who the players are and what they're really involved with. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's ongoing, folks. I mean, the stupidity is running rampant. And people that are in the know, people that are in the inside of this and really know what the hell is going on, all you can do is just sit there and shake your head. I mean, there is in this lifetime, folks, no excuse for ignorance. Ignorance is the lack of fact, lack of knowledge. So stay stupid. And die that
ignorance
way.
Ignorance is not bliss.
No, it's certainly not. Tell you what, a short segment on cash flow coming up here in just a few short minutes, folks. 3-minute break, and we'll close out on Thanksgiving Eve, I guess we can call it, this edition of Cash Flow with James Martinez.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at OnestiAdvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We'll be right back.
interesting, James. In the Washington Times, they did a story on Ron Paul. They are crusty Iowa farmers enticed by doing away with the income tax, libertarian-minded college students in heavy metal band T-shirts, anti-war Republicans looking for a champion, and folks...
I love how all they describe them as all. They make them all sound like they're losers.
Yeah, and folks worried about the Federal Reserve Board and paper money. They say that they are disaffected in politics, and this year they're finding a political home with Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas who's shaking up the Republican presidential contest with phenomenal fundraising and potential to convert, rather, that into enough votes to be a spoiler come January. Spoiler? Excuse me? and this is where they start trashing. Even without the fife and drum players, they are the loudest of crowds. Even without the don't tread on me flags and cloak and mask movie costumes, they are the most colorful, and Mr. Paul's supporters certainly are most suspicious of the political process.
Please, who wrote that?
Stephen Dinnan.
Okay, so everybody, when you hear that, it was by design. They created an editor. Somebody decided, okay, this is going to go in. He probably had a first two or three drafts. And then, obviously, as you can tell right there, those of you that are supporting Ron Paul have just been insulted, basically. right in your face. Right in your face. Yeah. So, instead, well, right now, I want to make sure that I say a happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And if you're going to give me thanks and you're all going to get together families-wise, you can thank that you have Ron Paul on your side. Mm.
And by the way, folks, tomorrow when you're carving up the turkey, talk about your credit card debt, what you're going to do about it.
That's right.
And I'm just looking at you, Ms. Producer, because I just happen to be looking this way so I can read this number. But I am staring at you while I read this. Let me pull this up so I don't have to take my gaze away from you. You need to call James at 877-331-0626. And, folks, you can dump the credit card debt. Do it now. Tomorrow, while you're carving up the turkey, think about how the people are carving you up right now.
Now, this is what you want to do. Everybody that has a speakerphone, this is an opportune time for you to tell other people, one, about this show, and two, you can put it on your speakerphone, dial 888-213-7655. The number again is 888-213-7655. Put it on speakerphone. Let everybody hear it.
Aunt Sally,
that should be your Thanksgiving, right there.
While Aunt Sally and Billy Bob are sitting at the table, they might start admitting how much credit card debt they're really in.
Exactly.
You know,
family secrets.
you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of how shy people are about telling other people that something is disheveled or out of order. Like, hey, you've got a booger hanging on the end of your nose. Don't you want to pick that off? You know, I mean...
Nice visual, John.
Well, hey, you know, it's that kind of thing. We don't like to admit to each other because we all think of this as being a failure on our part. Folks,
yes.
get over it.
Forgive yourself.
No
because
kidding.
Forgive yourself. I try and say that to all of you individually that I speak to because they call me up and apologize to me. Like, I'm their master. I'm like, no. I'm on your side, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm on all of your side. I don't have anything good to say about the banking industry, but on your side, I know what happened. So, happy Thanksgiving, Diana, everybody out there, all friends, everybody that's listening. John, I hope you have a great one.
You too, sir. And keep this in mind, folks, while you're carving up that turkey tomorrow. Set your mind free and your butt will be sure to follow. And guess what's next to your butt? Your wallet.
Amen.
So think about that one. How are you going to survive the upcoming year? Because it's going to be a heck of a lot nastier and uglier than this past one. Think about that and enjoy each other's company and value each other for what you are to each other, folks. Please. This is a time, if you want to say a prayer, that's fine. If you want to say a prayer for forgiveness, that's fine too. But also remember to forgive yourself.
Absolutely.
James, we'll see you Friday, my friend.
All right, brother. Take care.
Okay. We'll see you then, folks.